Influential Democrat, Why Is Our Party Supporting Criminal Illegal Aliens? By John Binder on July 14, 2019. One of New Jersey's most influential Democrats is expressing concern over the Democrat Party's broad support for illegal immigration and an open border. George Norcross, considered the leading unelected Democrat in the state of New Jersey, questioned last year why the Democrat Party has taken the extreme positions of supporting illegal aliens, including those who commit crimes against Americans, and an open border. "I have at times told people in Washington, whether it was Majority Leader Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi, why is the Democratic Party supporting criminals that are here illegally?" Norcross said in the interview that was resurfaced recently by The Intercept. Norcross continues, "If you're a criminal, you do not belong here. And the American public doesn't want it. Why do we as a party support that? I don't understand it. And that's why the Democratic Party has not been attractive to certain elements of the working class of our country." Emphasis added. Norcross's comments have come back to light after multiple 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates have released platforms where they are promising to decriminalize illegal immigration to the U.S. and provide amnesty to all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living across the country. Most prominently, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has endorsed decriminalizing illegal immigration and ending the detention of all border crossers. Meanwhile, the Open Borders lobby has attacked former Vice President Joe Biden for not supporting decriminalizing illegal immigration. Nearly every Democrat running for president has announced support for providing all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens with free health care that American taxpayers would be forced to pay for. Over the course of a decade, Breitbart News analysis finds that U.S. taxpayers would be billed at least $660 billion to provide health care for illegal aliens. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.